Available at Walmart.
News Talk 1110 KBND. Good morning to you. Welcome to a sunshiny Tuesday. We're so sunny, we're giddy. Let's see what's going on in today's sports.
Well, thanks, Frank. Portland hosts Memphis tonight in a game that could decide the number 6 seed in the West. Grizzlies trail the Blazers by one game for the number 6 seed. A win would give the Blazers a 2-game lead with one left to play. New Orleans is a game and a half back with just one left to play. Center Marcus Camby will be available tonight, and that New Orleans loss last night came at the hands of the Jazz. Utah forward C.J. Miles scored 18 points as Utah beat New Orleans 90-78. Miles says they were able to run their game plan.
We just trying to work, trying to get better. And guys, nobody likes to lose, even if we aren't going to the playoffs. We just played for pride, playing to compete. And we came out tonight, executed our stuff. That's why it was balanced. Everybody got touches. Everybody was in the right spots. We knocked down shots. We were open.
And in other games in the NBA, Washington, Miami, Orlando, Charlotte, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Dallas, Denver, Oklahoma City, and Phoenix all picked up wins. That Blazer game tonight is a 6 o'clock pregame and a 7 o'clock tip. Catch it here on KBND in the majors. Luis Rodriguez singled home two runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth as the Mariners rallied for an 8-7 win over the Blue Jays. M's manager Eric Wedge says Yogi was right. It ain't over till it's over.
Play the games and you play nine innings for a reason. And anything can happen. That's why, regardless of what type of game you're in, who you're playing, or what the hell the score is, you still play the same way, and I think our guys have done a good job with that.
Elsewhere in the American League, Texas, Tampa Bay, Oakland, and Cleveland were victorious, while Colorado, the Cubbies, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and the Dodgers picked up wins. And guess who's going pro? UConn's Kemba Walker says he will come out for the NBA draft. The standout Huskies guard will forego his final season of eligibility. That's a look at sports. I'm Dave Jarvis on News Talk 1110 KBND, and today's member of the Fantasy Foursome,
bum, bum, ba, bum.
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
So by the end of the week, we collect these names.
Right.
And then
on Friday, we'll tell you when to call. We'll start with caller number 7. And then the first person to correctly identify all four members of the Fantasy Foursome wins a round of golf for 4 at Tethero. Now, we're not throwing in the carts on this one, but you're getting a $500 retail value and the chance to play Tethero. So stay with us.
Pay attention, folks.
Cool. All right. What's going on with the news?
Well, the Lincoln City police officer shot during a traffic stop 3 months ago says he's looking forward to getting back to work. Stephen Dodds is back home after several surgeries and weeks of physical therapy. 19-year-old Nicholas Cross of Bend remains in critical condition at St. Charles following a rollover accident East Bend early Sunday morning. And the long tradition of block classes is ending in Bend Lapine High Schools. Students will rejoin Redmond and Madras with 7 class periods each day. That's a look at the headlines at News Talk 1110 KBND.
Thank you so much. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning to you. Skyview traffic and your forecast today. Some little sunshine on the roads, a little frost on the rooftops. That's about all you know right now. Spots of ice on the mountain passes. Just carry your change. You'll be fine.